the Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The rough weather east of the Mississippi the past few days is almost over, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
There are improvements on the way. The entire system is on its way out. The rain will be leaving. The snow eventually will be dying down as well. And those winds in particular will be coming down pretty significantly.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined Southwest Airlines $140 million for last year's travel meltdown. Details from CBS's Mark Strassman.
Southwest will pay the U.S. government $35 million and set aside another $90 million in travel vouchers for future passengers delayed 3 or more hours. Add this punishment to more than $600 million Southwest has paid already in refunds and reimbursements.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a tough immigration bill into law.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
From a border wall construction site in Brownsville, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott making it a state crime to enter Texas illegally.
We expect a dramatic drop, well over 50%, maybe 75% of the people coming across the border illegally.
Migrants' rights groups call it a show us your papers law and vow to strike it down in court before it takes effect in March. Adriana Pignon with the ACLU of Texas.
Fuels racial profiling and harassment and gives state officials the unconstitutional ability to deport people without any due process.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The world's fourth largest steelmaker based in Japan is buying U.S. steel.
Nippon Steel has agreed to pay $55 per share in cash for U.S. steel headquartered in Pittsburgh. The historic American company, whose founders include J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie, will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Nippon Steel, creating the world's third largest steelmaker by volume in an industry increasingly dominated by Chinese rivals. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Democrats and Republicans continue to try to make a deal that would strengthen the southern border and provide additional military aid for Ukraine and Israel. But CBS's Ed O'Keefe says they aren't there yet.
It really hasn't changed much since the weekend when we know everybody was talking. Well, there's still just a lot of talk. Democratic leaders suggesting there's been progress. Republicans saying they're pleased that the negotiations have continued as seriously as they have. But over the weekend, a handful of them said, we want to have a group meeting, a caucus meeting, in January after the break to really go over this.
The family of former North Carolina and NBA center Eric Montross says he's died at the age of 52 of cancer. He'd been diagnosed only in March, which led to him stepping away from his work as an analyst for UNC game broadcasts. He was the starting center on Dean Smith's second NCAA title winner in 1993. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
In the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up too. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Tampa wins the Battle of the Bays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers 34-20. The longer the game, the further Green Bay fell behind. Questions being raised about the future of Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Did he provide the right game plan? Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary.
Of course, going into the game, I feel like we got the right game plan. I feel like we were able to execute and come out on top. But to see the breakdown of the game, see how things went right or left, I have to go back, watch film, which I'm about to do in a couple of minutes to see where we went right or wrong. And like I said, come back, make them corrections and get to work.
Is it time to fire Joe Barry? Matt LaFleur.
Now's not the time for that.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions, and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Rockets, 128-119, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Another game ball today. Giannis, all-time leading rebounder in Bucks history. I think he has four of those. Points, assists, blocks, now rebounding.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds rolling in the overnight. Light and variable winds and lows in the mid-teens. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. South winds on average 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-30s. For your Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, middle 20s. Right now, it's 13.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Monday. It's a back-to-work Monday edition, Dom. You look excited. You look
ready to get after it.
Fella.
Oh man, I am rested and ready to go. Good to see you, Nate. Working hard today. Thank you. I had a blast. Civic Media Christmas party. Where were we, man? The Dells, the Del Boca Vista, Chula Vista. Where? Oh, it was a great time. Thank you, Sage and Aaron, everyone putting the thing together, and had a great time talking with lots of folks. Good to see you, man. Too. Even you, Crudy.
Well, I snuck out early. Went back to the Love Shack, if you know what I'm saying. So
great time, and I'm ready to go, man. The news over the weekend, what continues to unfold here in the state of Wisconsin, around the country. Yeah, man, I'm fired up,
ready to go. You will be very excited. This might be a very good show, Dom.
it might be. To stick around and fly. You have to wait till the end or really before you can judge. Just a couple hours.
Well, I'm a little cynical, but it might be. It might be a really good show, but you do have to stick around for all 2 hours. But Dom, here's a question I've asked once or twice in my life. Legally, if you're crafting a legal defense, is it better to admit you got it wrong, or plan B, hamburger A, I just got it wrong. I got it wrong. Or plan B, I got tricked. I was tricked, I tell you.
Oh man, I don't know. I you know me, man. I'd rather ask for forgiveness than for permission. But can you? I don't know, man. What would you do? I want your opinion.
Well, maybe I would make this confession. I got it slightly wrong. I would take the tack of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I mean, it's been working for Ron. Why not me?
I mean, Ron Johnson is not a role model, kids.
According to AJ Byatpour over at the CBS 58, your hometown station in Milwaukee, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says his previous comments about the fake electors were slightly wrong.
Slightly wrong.
I think I got something slightly wrong once, Tom.
One time? I don't, but even that, come on, man. Slightly wrong? Aren't you the wrong, or you're not wrong, you're wrong, you're right? Right? I mean, gray area, maybe, you know, like I'm slightly short. You're slightly fat. You know,
come on, that hurts.
Can you be slightly pregnant? You know, slightly wrong, Ron, slightly wrong. Because what was this all about? This was about Ron going on the CNN with Caitlin Collins and saying, hey, you know, Dems have been doing this all the time. Dems, these false electors. And Caitlin Collins, a fine journalist, rightfully says, well, what do you mean? And Ron's like, oh, check the book. You know, that whole conversation. Now Ron's
saying
he's slightly wrong. Yes.
This is not some theoretical conversation about whether or not it's apt and just to, you know, put forth a fake slate of electors, Dom. You know, even though he might have gotten that part slightly wrong. Let's not forget he is kind of up to his albino eyebrows. And it is quite feasible Donald Trump's buddy Ron Johnson here is putting up something of a pre-bait, a pre-legal defense. You know, he just got it slightly wrong, Dom, but at some point, will Ron Johnson have to answer for the larger question, not just, you know, procedurally, did he get it slightly wrong, or is it the underlying coup effect if he'd gotten it right? Him and Trump.
He was the, because if I recall some of the testimony, right, the Republican from Wisconsin who brought these fraudulent documents down to D.C., right, she reacted like, oh, my God, I just feel like I was in a drug deal.
Yes.
You know, I've been in a couple of drug deals in my life, Prudy, and I understand what she's talking about. So if you feel like that, you're probably doing something you shouldn't be doing. That's why you said what you said. But that was to get down to D.C., and wasn't Rojo, he was the volunteer, he was the bag man. He got to get it from A to B, but they ain't got to get it from B to C.
Well, just for a second.
Rojo was going to do that, right?
Maybe a minute.
People were calling up, say, hey, Vice President.
Certainly not longer than a month or two.
No, I mean, I'm on the phone. I can't talk right now. You know, so he volunteered. He was going to be bag man number two to provide these to the vice president. Of course, vice president staff, as we know, said, don't bring those over.
No!
But nobody knew nothing. No one knew about the grand conspiracy, right? No one knew. Did Andrew Hitt know? And what did he know? And when did he know it?
Dom, is it legally better to get it slightly wrong or to be tricked? Let's start with Ron's version of the truth. Over at CBS 58, Ash Vegas, Dateline, Senator Ron Johnson said Friday, claims he made earlier in the week about Democrats having used fake slates of presidential electors were slightly wrong, but defended the bulk of his comments. During an interview with CNN Monday night, Johnson was asked whether he supported Bob Spendel continuing as a state elections commissioner after his involvement as one of the 10 Republicans who signed as a fake elector for Donald Trump in 2020. There have been alternative slate of electors by Democrats in our history, Johnson said. Again, that wasn't what this interview was going to be about. I'll come and provide you the information. Now, Johnson's team posted to social media four previous responses Democrats had to presidential elections. Three of those examples, Dom, involved some Democrats attempting to block the certification of a state's electoral votes, but those did not involve the creation of an alternative slate of electors. And the one relevant comparison, Hawaii 1960, we've talked about this, you know, there was a margin of less than 200 votes. The results of the recount swung the state from then Vice President Richard Nixon to John F. Kennedy. So with less than 200 votes and a recount actively being, you know, conducted, Hawaii might be some sort of a start point. But I think the slightly wrong part is the criminality that goes on from there.
Well, you have to infer that, Crudy. We don't know yet. There's not been an investigation here in Wisconsin that we know of. But let's not forget, Senator Ron Johnson, based on this initial statement with Caitlin Collins on CNN, and then his team's posted responses with, what was it, a PolitiFact, said false. Three of them, as mentioned, aren't even the same thing. The one that is even remotely close in the circumstances and the situation that was actually occurring on the ground when this happened was not even close to being what was going on here in the state of Wisconsin.
Do you want to hear the quote from Ron, or you want to take the?
I'll jump on this one again. This one from CBS58.com. AJ Bapor reporting. On Friday, Johnson acknowledged that there hadn't been widespread Democratic use of fake electors, but he also stood by most of his remarks. Here's a quote from Rojo. First of all, what I said was largely true, okay? It was a gotcha question. What is that, like a question like you don't want to answer? So that's automatically the gotcha question? I mean, if you come on, generally, we do this. Like, what are you talking about? I got a couple of topics I want to talk about. Then we'll see where it goes. You know, gotcha question. It's only gotcha because you answered it very poorly. First of all, what I said was largely true. Okay, it was a gotcha question. I came onto the show and talked about border and Ukraine funding, and they asked me about this. I was slightly wrong because there have been alternate electors of Democrats. Now, in Wisconsin, Republican electors gathered at state capitol to sign on as Trump electors after a recount upheld Biden's had won the state by more than 20,000 votes. The electors maintained they were following legal guidance to submit an elector slate in case a legal challenge was successful. But by that day, that's what Hit says, all of Trump's lawsuits had been rejected. Again, by that day, when they went to sign those fraudulent documents, earlier this month, Wisconsin fake electors, GOP fake electors, they settled a lawsuit by, in part, acknowledging their efforts were used to try to overturn an election Biden had won. Burden said neither Hawaii in 1960 or the actions of some Democratic lawmakers following the 2004 and 2016 elections were comparable to the Republicans' efforts to submit fake elector slates in seven states President Joe Biden won in 2020. Burden said, there's really nothing like the efforts of the fake electors in 2020. That was an orchestrated effort across multiple swing states, including Wisconsin, to present false electors on behalf of a party that had just lost every one of those states. Johnson on Friday maintained there was not a substantial difference between a coordinated multi-state effort to submit fraudulent elector slates and Democratic objections to some states' electoral votes in past elections. My comment was there's all kinds of examples, and Democrats repeatedly have denied the results of elections. I was slightly wrong that Democrats had repeatedly had alternate slates of electors when I was really in my mind on a gotcha question, thinking about and talking about how many Democrats have denied elections. Yes, Ron Johnson. He was apparently slightly wrong.
Dominic, on Friday, a CBS 58 reporter asked Johnson if, knowing what he knows now, whether he would have still connected Troupas with his staff. Again, a little bit earlier here, records show Johnson connected Trump attorney Jim Troupas to the center's chief of staff, Sean Riley. Riley then told Penn staffer he needed to hand with something to the vice president, needed to hand something to the vice president, and it was an alternative slate of electors for Michigan and Wisconsin. The Penn staffer said he would not accept that, but here is how Johnson responded just Friday, Dom. I didn't connect Jim. Jim Troupas called me up, asked if I could help deliver something to the vice president. That's all I knew. I had no idea.
I got no idea. Hey, Ron. Trudy, man, help me out. I got this box that fell off the truck. It's a little heavy for me to carry. When I help me out, you know what I mean? Don't worry about it.
My chief of staff spent an hour contacting people, found out the vice president wasn't accepting anything, and we never delivered them. So my involvement took a few seconds. That's it. My chief of staff, he didn't know what we were being asked to deliver. Now, the January 6th records indicated Riley did indeed know what he had been asked to give Pence.
Oh, come on, Rojo. I mean, this is on Friday. You're telling me your chief of staff didn't know, but we know from the records that he did? Oh, man, you know, I was just slightly wrong. Are you slightly wrong about that part, too? Or are you lying?
Dom. Mike. More Devil's Advocates phone lines open. You could join us. This might be a really good show. Or maybe we're just tricking you. 844-96-PARTY.
The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So what? So let's dance.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We do appreciate it. You can always join us on the lines. Have a little fun. Talk some politics. 844-967-2789.
Rodney promised me we're all going to get laid.
That's what he said. I remember.
You know, if I don't, I'm going to feel like I was tricked.
You were tricked. You were slightly wrong. I was tricked. I mean, there's so many excuses.
Now, Andrew Hitz out there on the self-serving truth tour, right?
Now, who's Andrew Hitt, Crudy?
Andrew Hitt is the former Republican Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin, which doesn't in and of itself imply any sort of brain power, at least not as far as I'm concerned. But he is a lawyer, kind of a big shot, Michael Best and Friedrich, right? He's like their state.
Michael Best strategies, man. Doesn't he do like the political stuff?
Yes, he's like the big shot in their whole political division. And here's what I would say. I'm not a lawyer.
No, but you play one on the radio.
But I've heard of Google.
Yeah.
And if I was asked to, you know, let's say, go out and claim that I was an elector when I knew, in fact, I was not an elector, and you know, I had some qualms, but I didn't ask for any sort of specific sort of contingency language saying that I would only be counted if there was some legal contingency where we would be needed. But otherwise, please do not consider us.
Oh, like some of the other states who Biden won that were toss-up states that filed these same exact things. They actually altered this very similar kind of boilerplate legal language. They altered it just a bit to give themselves a little more cover, a little protection from some liability, for example.
Plausible deniability. But I'm not so clear here. When the lawyer's lawyer, the head of the political division down to Michael Best Strategies, when he claims he was tricked on right. by the likes of Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, kind of. Makes you wonder, right?
It does make me wonder. So we've got some sound. This is going to take a bit. Please indulge us. You're going to want to hear this. The I got tricked defense, the self-serving truth tour. And just for the record, we have invited Andrew Hitt, attorney at law currently, and former Republican Party chairman of the great state of
Wisconsin.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah, Nate, thank you for that. We were not able to get him this week. Nate, you do all the hard work around here. What did Andrew Hitt or his people say back to you?
So Andrew Hitt, it was him directly. It wasn't his people. He said, thank you for reaching out. I appreciate the opportunity. He then said that he was contacted by a national outlet and committed to an interview with them and said that he would not be talking with anyone until after that airs. However, he says I would be interested in coming on once after that interview.
After the Newsmax? With the Eric
More information. We couldn't get him, but it was great. He was on, this weekend, on Upfront with Matt Smith. And I think I got to tell you, I thought Matt Smith did a pretty good job with Andrew Hitt. But, I mean, come on, guys. Really?
He's no Goucher.
Oh. I miss Goucher.
I think Wisconsin.
But Matt did a fine job. Goucher. Let's hear some of the sound. Again, and this is on WISN.com. Former GOP chairman, fake elector, said electors were tricked here in Wisconsin by the Trump campaign. They were tricked, I tell ya. We have the sound. Let's just get to it. Nate, thank you for cutting it up. Again, this was from the interview on Upfront with Matt Smith. You'll hear some of these quotes have the journalist Matt Smith on them. But it's all about context and giving it to you folks so we can have a talk about it, man. This is the first time I know of, right, that this has been addressed by Hit himself. So let's get to it. If you would please, Nate, cut number one.
Are you under investigation by the state?
No, I don't believe I am. And, you know, really, we've seen time and time again with this, when we have an opportunity to talk to people and tell them what we knew, what we, more importantly, didn't know, show them our text messages, our emails, it becomes very clear. We were tricked. We weren't made aware of any ulterior motive or scheme. And we wouldn't have gone along with it had we been told about it.
In the past, have you talked with any State Department of Justice investigators?
I have not talked to the state, no.
Well, I can't speak to what Josh Call and the DOJ are doing here in the state of Wisconsin, Tom. But to take this, we was duped. I was tricked, I tell you. You're supposed to be a smart guy. You're supposed to be a lawyer's lawyer. And if that's your legal defense, I certainly understand. But I would just, let's just say, have a hard time wanting to hire you to represent me in the future if this is your depth of legal knowledge.
Well, and not just legal
knowledge, common sense
and political knowledge, right? This is about politics. This is a campaign. Rudy Giuliani was part, well, this is a Trump campaign, right? This is a campaign.
Andrew,
thing.
It would have been worth the Google.
I mean, come on. So you were tricked. That's what we're to believe. That's what you say. But let's get into that, because I'm wondering, I'm curious about the interactions with, you know, these electors, Hit specifically, and the Trump campaign. And furthermore, when he talks about, well, we love to get the opportunity to talk about it, and when people see what happened and when we present our text messages, well, okay, well, was that under subpoena? Well, you know, was that under oath? What was all the information given? What, you know, I'm saying, so I don't know what the context of, because I haven't seen his text messages, so perhaps he's talking about the J6 committee. I don't know what he's referencing there, but I really wonder when he says, this information that's been shared that you're telling us about now, is that the extent of the information, Andrew? I'm curious, because you've been tricked before. We got lots of Hit. Let's get to it. Joe Biden won in 2020? Really? You're saying that now? Cut to.
I'm curious from your perspective, what did you admit in this settlement?
You know, settlement negotiations went very well. The things we agreed to, we just viewed as true. Joe Biden won this election. It's pretty clear now that we didn't know that there was this ulterior motive, this different plan. And it's clear now, too, that, you know, those documents were used on January 6th to at least, at the very least, help create the chaos of that day.
You didn't know? I mean, yes, okay. So this was an easy settlement because we're saying things we already agreed on. Well, if you agreed on that Biden won the election, then why would you agree to be a fraudulent elector then? Doesn't that seem on its face to be contradictory?
Well, you know, with 2020 hindsight, he sees that Biden won now, Dom.
Yeah. We got time for at least one more in this segment. What did you think you were doing? Again, Matt Smith at Upfront with Andrew Hit. Cut three.
Looking back at it now, what do you believe you were walking in that room to do that day?
You know, I think what we believe and what we thought we were doing was clearly just to be a contingency plan. Now we know that other people had other ideas of what they were going to do with our documents. And that's clear from the January 6th investigation. It's clear from the indictment.
But you could have clarified that on December 14th, 2020, when you were in the Wisconsin State Capitol with armed guards in a clandestine location. You could have clarified that. Even the cheese bro was there, man. That's the other part. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, there's so many questions.
Cheesebro walks into the room, starts videotaping the fake elector scheme, this criminal conspiracy they've been tricked into doing. They were told it was an orgy, apparently. Everybody's going to get laid.
Hey, we're going to do it.
And we're supposed to understand the naivete of the Andrew Hit, this poor lawyer. How would he know anything about the rules of law?
And campaigns.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Cleanup efforts are underway up and down the East Coast after a storm roared through over the weekend. The Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Seidel says expect more such storms.
This really fits in to the El Nino that's forecast for this season in North America, and also the warmest year on record. You would think that would mean heavy rain.
Southwest Airlines has been fined $140 million for its travel meltdown last year. CBS's Mark Strassman has that.
Southwest says it has spent more than $1 billion upgrading software and technology, and its CEO has promised this will never happen again. The DOT's message? It better not.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a harsh immigration bill into law.
The bill provides a mechanism to order an illegal immigrant to return to the foreign nation from which they entered.
The law gives state officials the power to arrest and seek the deportation of migrants suspected of crossing the border with Mexico illegally. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin offering abortion services in Sheboygan again before the end of the year. Planned Parenthood began offering abortions in Madison and Milwaukee in September, but we're waiting to beef up their staff in Sheboygan before starting there again. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says that he will respect a ruling from a Dane County judge earlier this month that said that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a ban on non-consensual fetuses. Decides. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not said what he might do. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds rolling in the overnight. Light and variable winds and lows in the mid-teens. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. South winds on average 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-30s. For your Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, middle 20s. It's 12 at our studios.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
93.5 The Tap. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would
be... Pat! Got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the devil's advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I was tricked. I was so duped. I had no idea. As an attorney at law and the head of the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin.
Former head.
But at the time, he was the head. And the fact that they had armed guards and this clandestine meeting. And I believe in prior testimony, I swear it was the J6 testimony. I'd hate to be, you know, even slightly wrong about this. But I'm pretty sure Andrew Hitch said, you know, well, what did Hitch? I'll just look it up.
It's a bad idea. It's going to fail miserably. Something along those lines.
The fact that the clandestine, the lack of any sort of out clause, the plausible deniability. Now, if I'm a lawyer, man, I've been asked to sign a couple of partnership paper. I'm not signing that. Well, what do you mean? Well, I'm not signing it. You know, just right. I object.
Right. Just, here's a part, this piece, like strike that, you know, strike through. There's a lot of marking up on these contracts sometimes.
But there was no plausible deniability. And the part that I can't 100% verify in my, you know, twisted little memory, Dom, is whether or not Hitt did say in specific videotaped testimony, which I think he did, that, you know, he sure did wish there had been some sort of out clause, some contingency language in the false elector statement, but there wasn't. And the galling part, as far as I'm concerned, as I watch and listen to this, Dom, he knows he's off scot-free at this point.
Well, I'm not clear. I mean, why do the tour now? Why do the tour right now? If you think he's got nothing to worry about, why is it now he's out here now? You know what I'm saying? What think about what's been going on.
If he's... Come on, man. He's still a lawyer. You think if he didn't think he was out of the woods by now, he would be out doing a tour? If you don't think Rojo thought effectively there'd be no harm done by the delivery of the false electors being the conduit, having his chief of staff reach out to Pence's people.
I prefer Bagman number two.
Well, that's the way I would look at it too, Dom. But if Rojo felt like he had some culpability, I mean, he's already talked to a good criminal effing defense attorney.
Yeah, who did he engage? Who's his attorney, Curdy? Do you remember?
Well, for a recount effort in the state of Wisconsin, of course, it's Jim Troupas, who turns up everywhere like a bad penny dude. But in this case, there was no real out clause. And I only think Andrew Hitt's out here in the, you know, self-serving truth tour going on the Sunday morning shows. Is because he thinks he's out of the woods. He doesn't think there is any prosecution coming from Josh Call in the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And he's been apparently responsive because, you know, Jack Smith's got bigger fish to fry than Andrew Hitt. That's sort of a state and local sort of a charge, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. Like they've done in Michigan, in Nevada, in Georgia. But not so much here. I think these guys are feeling pretty confident at this late hour.
Again, getting back to some of the sound. Thank you, Nate. Matt Smith, the journalist at Upfront.
And Matt did do a good job. He's no Goucher, but doing a fine job.
Some people. Why don't you in jail, Andrew Hitt? Cut number four, please.
There's critics of yours who want you in jail.
Yes.
Absolutely. And yes, you know,
lock him up. Lock him up.
That's never, you know, something you want to hear as a person, right? But if you look at,
but if it's,
you
know, merited,
what our text messages say, what our emails say, what conversations we were having,
we
never thought would see the light of day, it becomes very clear. And everybody who's looked at us come to the same conclusion.
Yes, you should be behind bars. That's the conclusion I arrive at. Didn't know we were going to be discovered. Didn't know these texts were ever going to see the light of day. It was a conspiracy. That's what it was, Dom.
Let's keep going on the sound.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Why would you have armed guards? Andrew Hitt, cut number five.
Why was that needed? A secret meeting place and armed security?
So the secret meeting place was the Republican Party of Wisconsin. So not so secret. I'm sure that got some interest on a podcast, but it doesn't really match the reality. We had asked everybody to come to the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We'd meet there, and then during the winter, uphill, with snow on the ground, we took a number of different vehicles to get us up there, walked in, signed our documents, and walked out. We were very concerned about security. At that time,
Locked building.
Was getting phone calls, emails, messages. At that time, I was getting a phone call to my office every day demanding to know where my location was. It did not feel like a safe time.
That was Trump.
We didn't want to disturb anything. We didn't want to disturb the Democrat electors. We just wanted to go in and do our contingency plan, and that's it.
There was no contingency language. There was no contingency plan. This was the plan. That's
it was
my
a multi-state
assertion.
Conspiratorial plan. The language and the documents from all these different states were almost identical, as if they were provided by some attorneys, perhaps, from the Trump campaign. Let's keep going. Cut number six. We needed to do it in case Trump won, but Trump didn't win because you said you knew what you... Let's just strike this one. We played a cut earlier, and they settled the civil case. And they said, oh, it's really easy because most of the stuff we already agreed with. Joe Biden won. That's what he said. That's why they settled. It was easy. They knew Joe Biden won. Well, let's hear cut six.
There's a lot of pressure. There was a lot of fear. And remember, our lawyer is saying, if we don't do this, Andrew, if you don't have the electors meet and Trump wins, it will be you who caused him to lose Wisconsin completely. You will be responsible for him forfeiting Wisconsin. Think about the pressure and the amount of repercussions that would have arose had we done that.
But you said you knew Biden won. So you fall for to political pressure? What pressure? What pressure do you speak, sir? Political pressure? Is that really pressure? Because now you're being pushed to try to overturn the election because of the pressure? Because the attorney said, well, if you don't do this and Trump wins, it was already settled, man. Wisconsin Supreme Court settled it that day before you met. Again, contradiction. I don't think he's out of the woods yet. Let's hear some more. Wasn't all the secrecy a red flag? Well, Matt Smith, that's a great question. Cut number seven, please.
In hindsight, sure, it feels like a red flag now. At the time, it just felt more of what they were up to. More of kind of the ridiculousness that was going on, where they would go on TV and make these allegations that clearly weren't true.
You mean like at the Four Seasons landscaping? And like when Donald Trump came out and said, I won, and Rudy came out and said it was rigged, and then it was Sidney Powell. But most of that, Dom, had happened, right away. The night of, before Foxy News had, let's say, called Arizona for Joe Biden. Then it got a little hairy from there on.
The secrecy was just more of the same. Right now, you're going to combine that with what we know about everything else at the time. Let's keep going. What were you thinking that day? Andrew hit one of the fraudulent electors on the upfront. Cut number eight, please.
What were you thinking as you walked into the Capitol that day?
I'd like to get in, get this done, and get out as soon as we possibly can.
I always feel that way when I'm criming down.
We had told the, in the Supreme Court brief, the Trump campaign said, the Wisconsin electors, we've asked the Wisconsin electors to meet and to send their paperwork to Washington. That went to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Obviously, the Department of Justice saw it. It's important to know, nobody raised a red flag. Our lawyers didn't. WAC knew we were going to meet. The Department of Justice knew we were going to meet. Presumably, the governor knew we were going to meet. Nobody reached out and said, I don't think you should do this. Nobody was waiting for us at the Capitol saying, no, you're not allowed to come in and do this. Nothing.
But
we had no red flags that what we were about to do, that anybody would think it was improper.
I could have surmised that going and signing off on a fraudulent document was not the right conduct on. I would have advised that. I'm not an attorney at attorney, law like right, the speaker, right, Andrew right. Hitt is.
Right. You're not charged of Michael Best strategies, right, where you presumably advise lots of well-to-do people who pay you lots of money, right? I mean, presumably you have knowledge and awareness and wisdom of the time to read the room, know the circumstances, understand history, electoral politics, fraud. But no, you're going to meet in secret off campus at the GOP, and then you're gonna get up there in separate vehicles under armed guard to walk into a locked Capitol, because, Crudy, we were there that week. It was locked. We got in trouble for that. It was a locked Capitol to get let in, to get down to a room where you could do this as quickly as possible.
Dom, you've done some criming in your life. When you're in the act of criming,
you want to get it done
quickly. You want to get in,
yes,
and get out. Yes, nobody wants definitely. To hang out and chew the fat with a drug dealer, do they?
And here's how you know this is some more BS. Nobody said a thing. Okay. Until people said a thing. Because I remember when all this was coming down and the news network was saying, hey, here's a paperwork from Georgia. Here's a paperwork from Wisconsin. Here's a paperwork from Minnesota. I'm sorry, from Nevada in Arizona. It was all very similar, right? Wow, that seems like they're all working off the same blueprint. It's the same boilerplate. Yes, automatically things started like happening. Wow, that seems strange. And from that time until then to today or till Sunday when he was on that show, what did Andrew Hitt to correct the record, to say something was wrong, to it? What, after a civil case, that's when you decide to do it? Well, oh, you knew all these things were false. Everything was being said, and we knew it was false, and the secrecy was just the way they were doing things. It was really weird, and it was just a contingency plan, and no one thought we were doing a bad thing. But she never corrected the record. You never came out and said, this is wrong, we apologize, we withdraw the documents, until you got a civil case against you. And now who knows what Josh Call and the Wisconsin DOJ is doing, but now you're out trying to set the record straight? Where were you for the last couple of years, man? Also,
Crudy, probably laying low under the advice of a good effing criminal defense attorney.
Lots more, Andrew Hitt. Let's get this one in before the break. Why was Cheese Bro in the room with you, yo? Cut number 9.
Yes, that's correct. I had to actually ask one of the RPW staffers who he was. I didn't know who he was. I hadn't talked to him, and they told me, well, that's Ken Chesbrough. And okay. I Mark had told me, as I said in my testimony, that Chesbrough had invited himself, and what are we going to do about it? Our conclusion was, well, I'm not sure there's anything we can do about it.
So I from now on invite myself to all clandestine GOP fraudulent meetings, and I'm going to record it, and there's not going to be anything you can do about it? Really, dude? Nothing you can do about it? People are singing in the Capitol. They're throwing them out left and right under Scott Walker. Nothing you can do about it?
Wasn't the aforementioned, and I prefer the common vernacular, Cheesebro, wasn't Cheesebro the author of the false documents in some way, shape, or form?
Why,
he's yes. The one that proposed to the president by his own testimony in Michigan, which we played you some of the sound of just before the weekend. He actually proposed this and said, well, January 6th is the real date. And until the Congress has certified the vote, why, game on. And Jim Troupas, according to Cheesebro, said, not in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a moot issue. We've moved on from Wisconsin. And Cheesebro said, yeah, but there's so many other states to contest. We can still backdoor the coup. So the fact that he was in the room and nobody knew who this Cheesebro character was.
That guy?
Well, did he bring beer? Did he bring a casserole? Did he bring the arm? Where were the armed security guards when Cheesebro came in the room? Because if you got four armed guards and you let a rando in just to videotape what's going on.
Right, dude, come on.
So something doesn't pass the casserole smell test, if you know what I'm saying.
Not at all. Not even close. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We got more of this. Try to wrap it up on the next segment and your calls, 844-967-2789.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll get to you callers at 844-967-2789. Got a few more cuts from former Wisconsin GOP chair Andrew Hitt, fresh off of a civil settlement, admitting that Joe Biden won the election and wondering, and people are wondering, and he was interviewed on Upfront with Matt Smith. What's going on? This is all bogus, but you go, Crudy.
Well, just a few of the texters. I call BS! That's all caps. So I know the texters, seriously. Here's one. Secret? What planning was going on in secret? Well, you know, the best kind of planning's always done in secret, Dom. And another good question from the text line. So when the burglar breaks into his house and no one's there to say no, it's okay, right? Right? 844-967-2789. I'm sorry. I know this is important stuff. And actually, some of the better part of the interview is still to come. Right, I told you, might be a good show. You never can tell.
You got to stick around till the end to fully, you know, make an informed judgment. Once again, Andrew Hitt on the Upfront with Matt Smith. Some people think what you're saying is bogus. I mean, it's just like they're talking to me. Cut number 10, please.
I think there's some people who struggle with that, that you absolutely had no idea of this larger planning underway as chairman of the state Republican Party in one of the most critical states in the country.
Yeah. So, you know, compare us to, let's say, Nevada, who just charged their electors. They were on the phone with Donald Trump. They were talking to him. They were talking to Rudy Giuliani. I never talked to Trump, never talked to Giuliani, never talked to Eastman, never talked to any of these guys.
How about cheese, bro?
How about Troopas?
You know what I mean?
I mean, come on, you're just picking out different characters from the,
and
usual suspects list.
Look at that state. Look at those states where they got charged. We didn't talk to okay. So you didn't talk to Al Capone, but you talked to the lower capos. It's totally different. Totally different. Again, who's cheese, bro? I mean, what is this guy, untouchable? You got armed secure guards, and you got some rando you don't know about in your meeting, and you're just like, well, guess there's nothing we can do. Yeah, that's bogus. We don't believe you. So I am, in this case, some people. I'm one of those. Let's blast some more out. Would you do it again? Cut 11.
Would you do it again?
Would I do what again?
The criming.
It's such a hard question to answer.
What?
If I knew what I know now, no, absolutely not.
Well, it didn't seem
poor
like
poor old grandpa.
That's a hard question, but I mean, if I knew, of course. What? You didn't know, but you told me you knew that Biden won. You told me they knew that Trump's campaign and those people were being weird and all this, you know, abnormal stuff going on with these, you know, secret meetings and whatnot. And you didn't know this random in the room. What would you say you do around here, Andrew Hitt? Would you do it again? Will you testify against Trump? Cut number 12, please.
Look, I was scheduled to testify in the Georgia case. I was notified of that. I haven't been notified from federal investigators, but I will, you know, consistent with my approach throughout all of this, I'm going to cooperate. I'm going to tell the truth of what happened and explain the context of what happened here in Wisconsin.
You know, I would like to point out, in the civil forfeiture case, State of Wisconsin versus Devil's Advocates co-host Dom and Crute, Andrew Hitt was not willing to publicly testify to his actions. In fact, we tried to subpoena all the funds of false Trump electors because we got sent tickets for entering a locked building. No armed guards or anything, Dom. Showed up with a little devil tree and we get tickets. Yet somehow Andrew Hitt and like nine of his buddies in Cheesebro, so at least 10-sies, they don't get tickets, and they got four armed guards, presuming they're not false electors also, Dom. Well, we're up to 15. That's a hell of a quorum they got in the room. You haven't given public testimony, or you would have honored the request made by our fine counsel, Jeff Scott Olson.
That's true. Will you testify against Donald Trump? Andrew Hitt, let's play cut 12.
It shouldn't be optional.
I believe, didn't we just play that one?
What did he say?
I believe we just did that one. We can play it again.
Let's hear it.
I forgot. I was scheduled to testify
We'll see. All right. Did Trump try to overturn the election? Cut 13.
You know, what happened on January 6th was unacceptable. I don't personally know what he knew in the alternate elector scheme.
Do you think his campaign or people around him attempted to overturn the results?
Yes. I mean, I do. You know, it's pretty clear that what they did, or what they were at least attempting to do on January 6th, was to play a part in overturning the election.
Were you not a vessel of that coup?
He certainly.
I know you're trying to.
Oh, no.
I got tricked, Jerry. I thought it was a write-off.
Wow. Okay. Are you still a Republican? Former Wisconsin GOP chair Andrew Hitt. Cut 14.
Are you still a Republican?
I am.
Is there a scenario where you will vote for Trump in 2024?
There is not. I will not vote for him.
Under no circumstance?
Under no circumstance.
Would you vote for a Democrat?
I would not.
So I've changed, but not really at my character, not at my core. I am still with the malfeasant Republican Party.
And finally, from Mr. Matt Smith on the Upfront. Well done, sir. Here is the last question. If Trump's the nominee, will he be at the convention in the MKE? Cut 15, please.
If Trump is the nominee, will you attend?
I will not.
You will not attend. Why?
You know, I don't agree. I've already said I'm not supporting him. I support Republicans. I'll be there for Republicans. I worked as a volunteer position, you know, very hard on behalf of the president. What happened to us, what happened to the electors is outrageous, unfair, and I don't want to be any part of it ever again.
Well, maybe you should sue him then. You know, I mean, really, you're this big victim. You're going to be there for the Republicans, but you're not going to be there at the convention. I don't know, man. Seems like a lot of contradiction to me. So we did invite Mr. Hitt, and we'll see if we can get him on, and we'll ask the questions in the way we do it. But here, I thought, again, Matt Smith at Upfront, well done.
Here are a few of the thoughts on the text line, Dom. Cam from Nina. I'm not sure about the rest of the interview, but F this guy. He hasn't even apologized. He only cares about his own skin. Another texter from the 920 says, this guy sounds exactly like Butthead when he talks. You know what it sounds like, Dom. And then one from the WAUK. I've got to screen this one slightly. Wow, not a good liar. He's totally full of guano. Nasty woman from Heartland. More devils, come back.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented